work orientations and their flows and layouts. Standardized work is based on the principles of economy of motion and ergonomics. For this reason, workplace design needs to address the following: the flow of work through choice and improvement of tool, equipment, and workplace layout design. Optimizing coupling and connectivity. Tools and equipment layout. Tool and equipment layout should consider three principles: economy of motion in obtaining, using, and returning tools. Visibility of tools to facilitate finding and selection. Ergonomics of using, lifting, and moving tools and materials. From the standpoint of worker efficiency, the techniques include minimizing wasted effort in tool use by locating tools in well-marked and accessible locations. Making tools most frequently in use the fastest to access. Accounting for the ergonomic impact of lifting and moving materials and equipment, and the needs of workers of different physical traits. Note the technique of adjusting the location of equipment as necessary. Workplace layout. There are several common workplace layouts, as shown in Exhibit 9-54. Exhibit 9-54. Workplace layout. Islands. Workers in each island process, produce at their own pace, usually as fast as they can. Islands are connected by independent materials handling equipment, such as forklifts. Flow volume depends on the upstream island's production rate and move schedule. Connected islands. Islands, processes, are connected by conveyors, but there is no control over the rate of flow. Workers still build at their own pace. Connected islands with full work control. Islands are connected by conveyors. There is visual control over the rate of flow between processes. The upstream process stops producing when the downstream process's inbound parts bin is full, thus preventing overproduction. Cells. Machines are next to each other. One piece is made at a time and moved when completed to the next machine. Benefits to working in cells include ease of team member communications, ready assistance, on-the-job cross-training, instant feedback regarding errors, and no room for work in process due to limited space. Optimizing coupling and connectivity. As just seen, process technology can be used to couple or link the separate activities of a production process into an interconnected processing system to one degree or another. The benefits of strong coupling and better connectivity include fast process throughput, automated data gathering, and reporting on production and inventory status. For example, better connectivity could reduce the time to move kits to the production area because movers can see when the prior kits are consumed. Further back up the value chain, connectivity can provide faster and better information to kit assemblers on the types of kits to assemble. AISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a kit as 1. The components of a parent item that have been pulled from stock and prepared for movement to a production area or shipment to a customer for final assembly. 2. A group of repair parts to be shipped with an order. SIN. Staged material. The downsides of coupling and connectivity include that integrated technology is expensive. It exposes the manufacturing system to more risk because a failure in one part of an interconnected system will affect the entire system, and it best accommodates a standard flow of parts. This makes it difficult to change over when there are a variety of products with different processing requirements. In other words, coupling has a trade-off with flexibility and is more suited to the cost advantages of relatively high volume and low variety. Therefore, no one type of layout is the best in all situations.